This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
Company closed me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American after another, and after another, and after another, and after another. After you communicate with one another, well, you got to be geared up for that communication. No, you got to be educated. You must bring yourself kicking and screaming, dragging yourself from dot to dot, finally, until you turn on Agenda 21 Radio, where we can fill your head with exceptional knowledge, you exceptional Americans out there. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on this hectic news day. We're going to be talking about the Oroville Dam situation so that you are up to speed on what is going on because the dam is filling up. Yep, it's filling up. Because why? Well, the melt is on. Going to be talking about the weather report in Northern California around the Oroville Dam situation. Now, I know a lot of you in the rest of the United States might not understand why we're putting out so much news and information about the Oroville Dam, because really, clearly, this could potentially be the quintessential news story, if not for the next 10 years, maybe even the next century. Yeah, so we're kind of, you know, we don't want the dam to break. My God, now listen, hello, I live in the shadow of the dam. The dam breaks, my house will be gone, period, end of subject. I mean, that it has something, it means something to me. Now, the bigger issue for the rest of the United States is, why is this happening? Is it just because we haven't been paying attention to infrastructure in the United States, and as a result, our decline, if you will, as a country, our moral authority has been waning, and we haven't been taking care of our infrastructure like we should. So, therefore, we're going to suffer the wrath of our inability to do the right thing, spend the right money on the right places. I'm just putting it out there. Maybe it is, or is there something more sinister about what's going on with this dam when you start to throw into the mix the totalitarians? You know, these people who hate dams. Did you know that there's a group of people, a large group of people in the environmental wacko world, that hate dams, want to destroy dams, want to bring dams down. They want to rewild America. And did you, I hate to break it to you, you conspiracy anti-theorists out there that don't want me to put on the tinfoil hat. Say, tell them, make fun of everybody who has got a tin, they accuse you of being somebody, you've got your tinfoil hat on, your tinfoil hat, all these tinfoil hats, they don't know what, you know what these people are really telling you, you people with tinfoil hats on and conspiracy theorists? These people on the left are telling you not to think. Yeah, that's what they're telling, don't think. In other words, they'll do the thinking for you. Well, let's see. We sort of let that go in California now, didn't we? We said, oh, yeah, Jerry Brown, you do the thinking for us. Well, you know, it just so happens that the number one, numero uno, el presidente, as he sees himself, Jerry Brown Jr., the governor of the state of California, loves to, are you ready for this? He is sort of the featured poster child of all those who want to destroy dams. Yes, he is. He's a wacko environmentalist, and he's got a history to prove it, as we know. He's now in his fourth term as governor. In the 70s and 80s, he served two terms. And one of the things that he did was make sure that there was no more building out of infrastructure in California, which would include dams. And now in his third and fourth terms, he's pledged to, well, do dam improvements, actually put in what's called the Sites Reservoir, which, by the way, the southern end of the Sites Reservoir would only be a few miles away from Jerry Brown's ranch. And, you know, we on Agenda 21 Radio with the Shasta Lannon and Red Smith, we just by complete accident discovered that Jerry Brown illegally has been drilling wells on his property there. Guess what? They're water wells. Yeah. And what are they for? Well, two things we heard. The first one, because, you know, we actually went and looked at the survey maps and we pulled up the evidence. It's pretty clear that at the very, I mean, California has one of the largest deposits of oil shale that requires fracking and specialized instruments to get through a casing over that oil shale called Kursk. That's what the casing is. You have to drill through it, and it needs a lot of water. Well, it just so happens that this so-called shale area is known as the Monterey Shale Deposit. Yeah, from Monterey, California. It goes upwards to Northern California, spreads out to Southern California, and then it goes out to sea. It's a huge oil reserve, if you will, because it hasn't been tapped yet. Although California is doing more to do fracking than just about any other state. There's more and more wells coming online. Why? Because Jerry Brown, the wild environmental wacko, wants fracking. He says it's okay. Go ahead and frack. You frack your hearts out. That's Jerry Brown's position. Now, you're sitting going, wow, that's, he's supposed to be an environmental wacko. He's supposed to be no more drilling, no more fracking. I mean, it's fracking is just, you don't do that as an environmentalist. Of course, he's got the environmentalist kind of going crazy a little bit, but not that much. Not so much to say, Jerry, we don't like you anymore. And why would that be? Well, because, you know, it just so happens that if you take a look at that oil shale deposit underground, get the pictures from the United States Geological Survey and everything, like we did on Agenda 21 Radio and Red Smith did with the Shasta Lantern, you discover that, guess what, at the northern tip of the Monterey Shale sits Jerry Brown's ranch. Now, it's kind of interesting, this whole thing about Prop 1 and Jerry Brown going out and getting money for Prop 1 and say, we're going to improve our dams. We're going to get rid of all fish impediments, and we're going to build the Sites Reservoir, which wouldn't have fish impediments because there's nothing up there. It's just, it's a reservoir that would require water to be pumped from the Sacramento River up into some foothills. And the reservoir itself would be very shallow. And the water really wouldn't be good use for agriculture, as people have said. It'd be kind of brackish water after a while, and not really good for agriculture. But it would be very, very good for fracking. And since it's only just, I think it's 6 miles away from Jerry Brown's ranch. And by the way, it'll all be gravity-fed water to Jerry Brown's ranch if he chooses to frack on his property. Or there's the other story going on, which is kind of intriguing, is that Jerry Brown wants to, are you ready for this? It's kind of interesting. Jerry Brown wants to be the very first in the state of California to have a state-licensed marijuana farm. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds really far-fetched. Now, Jerry Brown wouldn't be thinking that way unless he wanted to use all 8 of those water wells. Maybe he can divide them up 4 for fracking and 4 for pot. Oh, that's just too outlandish. It's too outlandish until, well, Jerry, we talked to some of your employees. And that's why you're putting those buildings up right now, isn't it? So that you can use the water from the site's reservoir that you want to build up there. So you can grow marijuana? Is that why those buildings are going up around your property? The big ones? You know, the grow houses? Is that what's happening? Inquiring minds want to know. But, Jerry, when we talk to people, they seem pretty sincere about the fact that that is what you're doing. And, by the way, I just have to throw this out, Jerry Brown. Where are all the licenses? 4 of those wells and your buildings? Or are those just additional laws that you don't have to comply with, Jerry? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And by the way, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, newmanafoods.com/21radio.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
On doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Aye.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. All right, what is going on in Korea? Well, see, now, in the first hour, we brought this out. This is now, we're moving on in the day, and we're getting more information about what's going on. Our government is stepping up and doing some things that it should be doing, the appropriate things. Now it's coming out that, well, UN Ambassador Haley. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together? I'm serious. We really have a real UN ambassador. And this is the great thing that's going on in the country. Let's listen to this report from Fox News.
Words toward North Korea.
Let me be very clear. The policy of strategic patience has ended. We're exploring a new range of diplomatic, security, and economic measures. All options are on the table. North Korea must understand that the only path to a secure, economically prosperous future is to abandon its development of nuclear weapons, ballistic missiles, and other weapons of mass destruction.
Certainly that became a headline. Now with me, Nikki Haley, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, and welcome to New York, and thanks for making time for us here at America's Newsroom. Good morning to you. We got a tweet from the president.
Thank you.
Moments.
Good morning, Bill.
Thank you for your time, saying North Korea is behaving very badly. They've been playing the United States for years. China has done little to help. That's a lot now. How far is this administration willing to go?
I mean, this is our number one priority. When you look at North Korea and you look at the fact that just last year alone, they tested 24 ballistic missiles. They had two nuclear tests. And then this year, multiple ballistic tests at the same time, on top of the fact that, you know, he killed his half brother. These are problems. It shows the fact that they're not listening, that nothing has worked. And, you know, we're taking action on it.
When you say it is your number one priority, does that mean military action against North Korea?
That means all options are on the table. So what you're going to see is we are going to go to China and say, okay, enough of saying that you're doing more. We need to know exactly what you're doing and what level you're willing to go to. We're going to say the same thing to Russia. We need to see some pressure from them on North Korea. And then accordingly, based on what those two do, the United States will respond.
Well, China could have a lot of influence here, but as you said yesterday, you know, been there, done that many, many times for many, many years. What's going to get Beijing
I think it's a different approach towards China, which is, you know, there was a soft approach to China in the past presidency, and what I can tell you now is we're going to go harder on China. We're going to say, look, if you really are wanting to partner with this, if you really are wanting to stop the nuclear testing that's going on in North Korea, prove it. Don't just tell us you do, prove it. And it's got to be real proof. And we're going to go through and ask them to push towards sanctions and push towards talks with North Korea and tell them that we want them to stop. And, you know, based on their actions, we will act accordingly.
I want to move through a number of topics here in the couple minutes we have here. Yesterday, yeah. You put out a statement. In part, it read like this. I have been working closely with the Secretary General and members of the Security Council to reform the peacekeeping process in UN management. I look forward to working with my UN colleagues to make the organization more effective and efficient. In the age of ISIS, have blue helmets in the UN become irrelevant?
They have not become irrelevant. What we have to do is be strategic in the way we do it. There is certainly some fat at the UN that we can trim. And then also it's just going back and looking at each mission, looking at who we have on the ground, what are they doing, what was the original intent of the mission to start with. That's what we're trying to do. And I think through that process, we're just going to get smarter at the UN. Well, there is value
I
in
ask.
The UN.
Yeah, I
but there's
because,
also fat in the UN.
Yeah, when beheadings become commonplace and the UN doesn't want to lose lives, that's tough. The world is a much different place now.
Well, and, you know, the conversations I'm having at the UN is the UN doesn't need to be all things to all people. You have to look at the situation and really see if what we're trying to do is doable and see who the players are in the area. And so much of this is more political than it is in terms of safety. You have to look at the politics in an area before you can go and actually find out what the strategic plan is.
Now, just yesterday, a commission of the UN condemned Israel as an apartheid state. How helpful is that?
It's not helpful, but it goes back to the culture of the UN. The UN has been Israel bashing for decades. And what we are trying to do is make sure that they understand there's a new administration in town. We're not going to put up with it. We're going to have the backs of Israel every time they do this. This was a guy who's been known to be against Israel, and to come out with a report like that was ridiculous, and it was just irresponsible. And so we were...
I mean, isn't this really music to your ears to hear Nikki Haley say these things? They are ambassadors. She's a beautiful woman, by the way, and, you know, it's nice that a beautiful woman can go into such a chauvinistic place, totalitarian place, as the United Nations, where they just hate the United States, and they hate her because she's a woman, and she's a beautiful woman, and she's got brains, by the way. And you know, all you feminazis out there, all you feminists, I'm sorry, I'll use the polite term. She's a real woman, and she's really on the Trump team, and she's also got brains, and she also is a conservative. Now, that is not what you like. But you know what? It's very, very good for the United States of America to finally have somebody there that has some sort of clout in terms of just between her ears. But it's also nice that she's very effusive. She's got all the mannerisms. She's got all the strength. Being a governor, of course, has really helped her out a lot. So she will continue the mission. And by the way, it's music to my ears to say that Israel is going to be supported in this trash talking that's been going on. That's going to start stopping. But the other things, I mean, some other music to our ears. First of all, the declaration that the number one issue facing us right now is Korea. Of course. Well, nuclear weapons, I mean, we're talking about war. We got, I don't know, 50, 60,000 military personnel still in Korea. Hello. I mean, the Korean War, we got, I mean, this was not the show I was going to do today. No, this isn't, I mean, I wasn't going to do, I had all kinds of other things lined up, but now Korea's here. And now we're going to have to really kind of go back and educate people about the Korean War. About the Korean War. I mean, really, truly. The Korean War was a cornerstone of the Cold War following World War II. And with China coming around, Mao Zedong had risen. Chiang Kai-shek had fled to Formosa, the island of Formosa, which is actually Taiwan today, and set up a democratic government republic there, which, by the way, has flourished and has always been created the one China policy. That was Dick Nixon who did that, that there would only be one China to address, and that would include Formosa. And in other words, stab it in the back, the people of Formosa, Taiwan, Taiwanese Chinese. That, you know, that's just a reality. Of course, Taiwan is a free country. You don't have the oppression like you have there in Red China. We used to call it Red China. Yeah, not because their flags are red, because red being the symbol of communism throughout the world. And they still have, yes, all the red flags and all that good stuff. Not the red, white, and blue like we have here. Nikki Haley wanted, and we're glad that we have better representation now in the United Nations where we didn't have it before. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also email me, paul@a21r.com. Stay with us.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills?
What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price? Guaranteed. Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
9-3-0-2-8.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines. Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
In the next segment, we're going to be talking about the Oroville Dam situation, kind of bringing you up to date on what's going on with the weather and what's happening with the spillway and that sort of thing, because the elevation of the water is quite high at this point. We don't want it to flood over the spillway, which would be a disaster. We don't want to, and I'm sorry, we're not really interested in preserving a fish habitat in the Feather River downstream. I think that's pretty well, it's never wiped out, guys. These apparent biologists don't quite get it. But anyway, I wanted to touch base with you about where is Barack H. Obama right now? Where is he? Because, I've got this Obama dar on all the time about where he's out, where he is located in the world, because, he's up to no good. We know that. And it's interesting. His influence took him to Hawaii, where he was teamed up with Nancy Pelosi and her son, Paul, a criminal, actually. Paul is. And they met, and the word was is that they were meeting to do what? To meet and talk about what they're going to do to take down Donald Trump. And they were sort of chased out of the Red House. The red house, as we call it, the red hen house in Washington that he lives in, the red brick house that now is occupied by, well, Valerie Jarrett and Michelle and Barack, the menage a trois in the red hen house, get it, with only one rooster. Well, maybe all three hens. Anyway, so now the gig is he shows up in Hawaii the same afternoon that, guess what? A judge rules against the travel ban from Hawaii that Donald Trump had just put into law.
When I think St. Patrick's Day, I'm wondering who in the building's Lebanese. And I came up with Judge Jeanine Farrow.
Well, I have all my green earrings, my green shoes, and I just ate a green apple.
It's all right.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
All right.
And I'm Catholic.
Let's talk a little bit about something that made big news a couple of days ago, and that is this Hawaiian judge put on ice the president's temporary travel ban 2.0. But the question is, Hawaii, what do they have involved in their personal, in their situation that would regard this?
Well, you know, what Hawaii said was, look, this is going to be terrible. It's going to have an incredible impact on our economy because we're not going to have any students coming from these countries.
Yeah.
Hello? You don't have anyone coming from these countries anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the most hypocritical reaction to the president and this executive order. Look, the bottom line is you've got a judge here who, bottom line, hates Donald Trump. He's saying...
appointed by President Obama.
He's an Obama appointee. But he is now saying, what I'm going to do is I'm not going to look at this executive order and assess it based upon the four corners of the order itself. Mm-hmm. I will assess it based on things that Donald Trump said during the campaign. Can you imagine if he said that to any corporation in America? I will not judge this contract by what it says in the contract, but rather what this guy said at a bar the other night or what he said to a friend the other day. That is just hogwash. And as if the Establishment Clause affects someone who lives in Somalia, who's not a citizen, who has nothing to do with this country, no nexus, no connection, no family, nothing. Right. This is absurd.
So, Judge, you have this judge with the Ninth Circuit who lives in Hawaii, but Hawaii, according to this article, does not or has not taken in any refugees.
Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. None on any.
None, zero. So you know what I think? I think all the refugees should go to Hawaii. And that way, at least I have a nexus, a connection to the lawsuit. Because right now, I don't think they have standing. The Establishment Clause does not allow these people. You do not cloak individuals who are not citizens of the United States, who live in foreign countries. You do not cloak them with the Constitution of the United States.
So if Barack Obama was president of the United States and handed the same ban, this six-nation pause, to this, to put it out there, it would have passed.
Not only would they say this passes constitutional muster, they would say, here is a president who has our
taking
safety,
action,
our security, and our interests at stake.
You
here is a president who understands the Constitution, who knows that he has the right to protect
so
us.
So what's next?
What's next?
Yeah.
The Ninth Circuit. It's a Ninth Circus. It's a joke. That's why they did it in Hawaii, although they have no standing, no nexus, no connection.
Apparently, there's a story out this morning that Congress is considering splitting the Ninth Circuit, which is half the country,
right,
geographically, in two. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, we double the idiocy.
Well,
there's also a, according to the online machine, what do you call that, the interwebs? Apparently, there's a number of people who are suggesting that people should boycott Hawaii because of this.
Well, certainly, I'm not going to say to do that, but what I would say is this. You know what? You do not and should never have a hypocrisy in the courts. And that's what's happening right now. And we are at a very critical point in this country. When judges start making decisions that are contrary to the fundamentals, not only of the Constitution, but of basic contract law, where you look at an instrument, an executive order, and you say, I'm not going to assess it based on what it says. I think I'll assess it based on what he said 3 months ago.
Exactly. Wrong.
So you get the drift of what's going on here. President Barack Hussein Obama, the afternoon of that decision, shows up in Hawaii. What do you think, guys? I mean, he appointed the guy. There's no ground to stand on. There's no standing. That I mean, they don't even have refugees there in Hawaii. There's no proof. Yet Obama shows up and says, hey, look, bro, that's Hawaiian, of course. Bro, mahalo. You got to do me a favor. I did you one. I got you that nice little judgeship. And you got to give me one, too. I'm sure, I don't know if that happened. I'm just saying, probably it did. Maybe it did. I don't know. I have no proof. All I do know is that he shows up in the afternoon in Hawaii on the same day that that decision is rendered. And the judge who did it appointed him. And now you just heard from Judge Jeanine and others that he's got no standing. Also, I thought it was kind of interesting from that, as we've been reporting here for weeks, and we reported again this morning, that the Ninth Circuit bill is still enacted. And the caveat to this, which I don't think Judge Jeanine knows about yet, is that from my reading, and I don't have the article in front of me, I wasn't ready for this part today. I'm sorry, I wasn't. I wasn't ready for Korea, and I'm not ready for this one. Well, I'm ready, but I can speak that apparently there's some clauses in how this will shake out in which the president will have the right, actually, as it was explained to me. I think it was Stephen Pidgeon. I'm going to blame Stephen Pidgeon, the attorney who consults with us.
He's a constitutional attorney. But I think it was him who was telling me that there is a way in which this law is written or can be written, that there are provisions in it where the president can fire the current sitting Ninth Circuit judgeships. Really? Now that would, because who'd replace him? Donald Trump. And that's, I don't think Jeanine quite understands that yet, because it's not, you know, like they're just reporting that this is news today, that this bill, that the bill's been out there for weeks. So just keep that in mind as you listen to this. Now, where is Barack Hussein Obama? Well, there was an actor by the name, I think it's Richard Burton, married Elizabeth Taylor, the big old thing that they had. This is in the 50s and 60s love thing. Elizabeth Taylor was a good friend of Michael Jackson. I mean, we got into all that stuff. Elizabeth Taylor's, you know, just recently passed away. From the 30s, 40s, actress, big, great actress. So Richard Burton buys this island in Polynesia. And he's got his own little island out there, and he lives out there, and it's like a, you know, it's like a man cave and all that good stuff. And it's been out there for a long time. And it's still in his estate. Now, guess where Obama is? After leaving Hawaii and meeting up with the judge, I'm sure, I don't know, maybe advising, or just showing up and say, "Judge, here I am," came in on the air. He also then takes off after meeting with Pelosi and Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi and her son Paul. He flies off alone to Richard Burton's nest, if you will, in Polynesia. It's kind of interesting, the president and his propensity to Indonesian area, isn't it? Maybe that's because some people say he was born there. I don't know. I'm just throwing these things out there. I just, one dot connected to the other, you can, we'll take you there. Anyway, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.com. Dot news, and also a21r.com. That'll get you there. Now you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, numana.com/21prep.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
We
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio, reading from the Oroville Twitter account. This is the Oroville Dam Twitter account. It says, Feather River will rise by 10 to 15 feet midday Friday. This is a news release that's just come out. It says, for immediate release, Lake Oroville releases and Feather River flows to increase on Friday. And this came out yesterday. It says, Oroville, California, as part of the ongoing management of water flows, the Department of Water Resources will increase outflows from Lake Oroville to the Feather River from the current 13,300 cubic feet per second to 50,000 cubic feet per second between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Friday, March 17th. So, in other words, right now, they're starting to make that release. No, they're going to be making that release in the next couple of hours. And it says these flow levels will be achieved by reducing releases from the Hyatt power plant and then adding releases through the regular Oroville gated flood control spillway. The Feather River elevation will rise between 10 and 15 feet. Anglers, boaters, blah, blah, blah. Outflows and river levels will remain steady for approximately 1 week before being reduced again, and the increased flows will continue to leave sufficient storage in Lake Oroville to take on more water from rain and snowmelt. Okay, now right now the water flow in and the level of the lake that has risen is quite dramatic. It's 864 feet, 0.2. Now, it's kind of interesting if you're reading these things. I'm not concerned about the water level rise. What I am concerned about is what are known as the inflows and outflows of this reservoir over the last several days. Because you see what's happening here, and this is where I've talked about this before, the shoreline is growing as the water expands over a bigger expanse. So that means that it's not rising. In other words, it's kind of like a glass of water. If you have a glass of water and the bottom half of the glass is a cylindrical shape, and all of a sudden the next half of it just goes out wide, kind of like a martini glass, then what happens is that the level does not rise as high, but it spreads out over area. And that's what you're getting is the spread as the water increases in altitude in the mountains and in the foothills in that area. It starts to fill in those canyons, and some mountains disappear, so it just spreads out over the top of the mountains, that sort of thing. That's the kind of spread I'm talking about. That spread is being achieved by greater inflows of water. So there's more water storage capacity. That's what they say without rising the level of the dam. Now, that doesn't mean diddly do to the dam, other than it means there's more pressure against the dam. Now, remember, this is a landfill dam. It is not a concrete dam. And it's subject to piping. It's subject to water getting through in and around the dam. And that is the concern. Plus, you know, they're going to release 50,000 cubic square feet per second. Here's the deal. Is that, well, what's going to happen when rain starts to come and they start getting inflows that's going to match that? Now, right now, what they've been having are inflows that have been on a steady rise almost to 20,000 feet per second versus outflows of 12,800 feet per second. So you're getting this net between 5,000 and 6,000 feet per second that has constantly been causing that rise and that spread. This is putting pressure on the dam wall and surrounding mountains. That's part of the problem. That's where there are weaknesses. That's where there are flaws. You just need to look at the inspection reports that we provided for you on Agenda 21 Radio. Now, the other thing, too, I think everybody needs to go to our website and see the stories that we have done on the Oroville Dam, and in particular, get the inundation map and blow it up. It's a PDF. Get the one that's embedded in the stories, and it will take you right. It will show you the inundation area if, in fact, the area, if, in fact, the dam breaks. If it fails, the spread of the water, how far it will go. It'll go down to Isleton, Rio Vista area. That's how far south it goes. It will inundate West Sacramento, Sacramento, with at least 14 feet of water. Marysville, as high as 24 feet of water. It will go across the valley all the way to Williams. It will destroy whole communities. Now, we have that map up. It's a map that was produced in 2016 by the Department of Water Resources. And it shows you this. Now, a lot of people haven't seen it. You need to see it. And you need to be prepared. We need to all be on watch right now for this dam. Because if, in fact, the spillway, which they're going to be using, fails and continues to fail, because it is failing, it's damaged. Read the reports. We have the reports that pointed out. This dam is licensed year to year. It's not even a legal. It's almost illegal to be operating the dam because the inspectors have found so much damage to it in the spillway and within the dam that are concerns. Now, no one's going to tell you this except for Agenda 21 Radio, but we're telling you what all the experts have told us. Now, we will be going to the dam this weekend, and we'll be doing some reports from the dam. So you might want to stay tuned to what we have on our YouTube account and also on our other channels. We'll advise you as to what channels are going to be on. Of course, KMYC 1410 AM from 12 to 3 will be on there on Sunday. That's our special Sunday show of Agenda 21 Radio. You can pick it up. You can pick it up on the stream. KMICradio.com is the way you can get to it. Or go to our website and click on the icon for KMYC and get the player, and you can listen to the program. And you can get the reports and all that good stuff. We'll have it all produced for you, and you can see what's going on. And we're going to be monitoring this like crazy because we do know that there's danger there. There is danger there. And we want to give you the most up-to-date information on what best decisions to make for yourself and your families. Stay with us. More Agenda 21 Radio to come.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next?
What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here at Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, email me, paul@a21r.com, and certainly utilize numanafoods.com/21prep. They are the sponsors for Agenda 21 Radio. You can go to our website, agenda21radio.news, and click on Numana Foods and get all your, well, your prepping needs met there through Numana Foods. Okay, so we've got this Oroville Dam situation. We're going to watch it closely over the weekend. Starting right now, there's supposed to be some press conferences that are going to be had and after we're off the air here. But we'll keep you up to date. Just visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and get all that information. And, boy, we'll keep watching what's happening with Korea, all these different things. And, well, will President Barack Hussein Obama enjoy his time in the South Seas? That's the big question, isn't it? And will Donald Trump prevail? Yes, he will. He will prevail because he likes exceptional Americans. He understands exceptional Americans. And he wants to make this country exceptional again. As it always, it's never really lost its exceptionalism. Why do you think everybody wants to come here? Hello? Hey, let's take out and let's all migrate to Lebanon. Let's migrate to Saudi Arabia, right? Or, oh, I'm sorry. They won't let us in. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, paul@a21r.com. That's my email address. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.